At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back, midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tell you hop aboard here. We'll check in with you people coming up around 1:45. But you big night tonight.
Hey,
come on.
And I'm
that's
excited.
All you got?
No, the unfortunate thing about all of this is this: Cooper Flagg is here. Daryl Morey is still here. Like, and I mean, he's still here.
Oh. I will take my chances with Cooper Flagg, Jared McCain, and Tyrese Maxey.
No, I mean I understand your excitement for the youth movement, if you will. Daryl Morey, man. I mean, I just don't have the faith in his ability like he does.
Well, I don't either, but he's probably going to be here if they have the fifth pick, the sixth pick, the first pick,
yeah,
or no
this
pick.
This is true. This is true.
So I need Cooper Flagg tonight. So here's the Sixers' chances of everything tonight. So they have a 10.5% chance to win the lottery, and which obviously would be Cooper Flagg. He's going to be the number one pick out of Duke. They have a 10.5% chance at the number two pick, 10.6 at the number three, 10.5 at number four. Now, they have the highest chance to get the seventh pick, which means they'd lose their pick. So, you know, it's interesting how all the percentages play out, but they have about a 10.5% chance of 1, 2, 3, or 4. They have a 19.6% chance at number six, which means they would keep their pick. Their pick is top six protected. Hugh, if they stay in the top six, the pick belongs to them. If they fall out of the top six tonight, that pick goes to Oklahoma City. So we were talking about before the show today, they have about a 10% chance of getting the number one pick, but they also have about a 30-something percent chance of losing their pick totally.
Mm. I don't root for them to lose their pick.
Well, but, I mean, that'd be a disaster.
Yeah,
I mean, that'd be a disaster.
I hope not.
I'm not rooting for that. But, man, it's just like when you see a talent like Cooper Flagg and everybody's talking about this, that, and the third, Daryl Morey is still here, man.
But he can't mess up the Cooper Flagg pick.
I mean, but you can mess him up personally. Like bringing him here and all this other rigmarole that you got going on with this squad. You can do that.
I will say this about, though, with Morey. They haven't messed up young players with him, right? They got Maxey and he developed. They got McCain.
Yeah.
What they've done is they have paid the wrong older players, traded for the wrong older players.
I give you that. And the maturation of Maxey really came out of necessity more than anything. Remember that Dallas game when he went home, and that's when it really started to turn the corner for him. You know, and it's just for me, the whole Joel Embiid, Paul George thing. And what are you going to do with that? You know, you bringing in another young guy. What are you going to do with those two guys?
Yep.
Because you've already doubled down and said that they're a part of this squad next year. In what capacity?
So here's the way I'm thinking tonight. If they lose the pick, that's the biggest disaster, obviously. If they win the lottery, that's the biggest positive thing you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's interesting if they move up a little bit. If they stay at 6 or 5 or 4 or 3, because there's no slam dunk pick after Flag.
Yeah.
And then here's where I would not trust Morey. If they get like the fourth pick, I'd be afraid he trades it for a veteran and tries to keep winning now, right? Like, just try, we're doubling down on George, doubling down on Embiid. We're going to try to trade for another established player. It doesn't really help out the future. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I do know this. Cooper Flagg is good enough to change the Sixers. And I don't know what else changes the Sixers. Oh, I think he's good enough.
No, I mean, I'm not worried about his ability. That's not it. I'm worried about the people upstairs and how they develop him and allow him to develop.
Doubting Douglas, even on Cooper Flagg.
No, I mean, I believe in Coop, but it's the organization as a whole.
Here's let me ask you this question. Are you a conspiracy theorist when it comes to lotteries? Do you think they're rigged? I do.
To a certain extent.
I think once in a while the league will do it on purpose or whatever.
It worked out for Cleveland. Like, that's the one I was talking about this morning when Cleveland. Because they got, who was it? They got Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah.
And it worked out for them pretty good.
So the original one was, people said that the envelope, they used to pull a envelope out with the team.
And the ones that stuck at the bottom or
whatever.
The
Knicks, when they gave them Patrick Ewing, that it was a frozen envelope. So David Stern picked out the cold envelope.
Is that right? Mm. I didn't know that.
You a believer in the conspiracy, Kyle? Lotteries are rigged?
Yeah, I mean, if like they're out to screw the Sixers, probably.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, also, are the Sixers a team they want to help? Like,
you would think because of the market.
Yeah,
but like the last time we tried to do something, you know, we zagged when everyone else was zagging.
Yeah,
they got in the way.
I don't know if they'd help the Sixers out tonight.
I don't know. I think they resent the Sixers more than they want to help.
I think so, too. I think if it's rigged, it's not going to be rigged for the Sixers tonight. All right. We have ourselves about a 10.5% chance at Cooper Flagg. Doubting Douglas over here doesn't believe he turned this thing around. Cooper Flagg!
He'll turn it around. Yes. Joel Embiid's still going to be here. Wait. We're still going to be trying to figure out
what we're going to do. May never play again.
Paul George.
Thanks.
He's going to be here. Do you think he's going to be ready for the season to start?
Paul?
Instead of, podcast
fee? Yeah, he'll be ready. He won't play much, and he won't be good, but he'll be ready. I think he'll be ready when training camp starts, sure.
I'm still stuck on him saying he's getting ready during the course of the season.
I just need something. I'm watching all these playoff games.
No, I get it. You want something to be excited about. But like I told you last week, the teams that we're seeing are teams that built their squads the old-fashioned way for the most part.
Well, but Flagg and McCain and Maxey, that could be it.
That's a piece. But again, Daryl Morey's still here.
Yeah, but he can't screw up this pick.
Okay, I hear you.
Pick him right there. His name is Cooper Flagg.
No, I mean, I hear you.
Pick him.
And you're right for the most part. But like I said, he's still here. And it's something about him, you know, defending his resume since he's been here kind of rubbed me wrong.
Well, I think he rubs us all the wrong way. Unfortunately, he's probably not going anywhere, at least for the time being. Let's go back to the phones here. Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, good afternoon, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
What's going on, man?
Tyler, what's up?
As always, we're going to need some reprieves. Because no matter what, I'm going to be locked in. My dad and I, 7 o'clock, ESPN. The heart's going to be pumping because this is a big moment for the Sixers. Because it's either going to mean this offseason is going to be one of rejoicing or one that it's going to put us through H.E. double hockey sticks.
H.E. double hockey sticks.
Cooper Flagg. On this Sixers team, would give us hope again.
Yes, that's Tyler. That's the perfect word. He would give us hope. The hope that we had, because the Sixers did give us hope like 7 or 8 years ago, and that has all now become sadness. We would have hope again.
Yes, and what we need, but the conversation was last week. Why we're so upset the Knicks is because the Knicks are turning into what we thought the Sixers were going to be. We want dogs on the offensive end. We want cats going after rebounds. Cats who are injured. Cats who aren't concerned about their podcast more than playing on the court. So that is number one. Number two, what you guys were talking about with Kyle Schwarber. My dad and I both said this last night. Kyle Schwarber needs to be re-signed now, and here is why. Last year for the Eagles, take Zach on. The Eagles probably gave up an extra $8 to $10 million to re-sign Zach Bourne after they won the Super Bowl because his price kept going up, 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 up. So Kyle Schwarber has the World Series championship. Bryce Harper does not. Kyle Schwarber has the cachet in the locker room, that quiet swagger about him when he's doing things for the team that other guys are not. So what better example for the younger guys than to see, man, you have somebody who, it doesn't matter if he bats leadoff, if he bats in cleanup, if he bats second, he's performing. He's doing the work on and off the field. That is number two. Number three, when it comes to the Eagles, Joe, I'm lockstep with you. It's fun. We're like the Cowboy Jims of the world and all. that we get to have a Cowboys months longer period than just Cowboys week. But the Cowboys are a big game any time during the season. Detroit's been running their mouth all off-season long how they wanted to play us, that if they would have gotten past the commie doors, they would have beat us in their house. Mm-hmm. And this is a prime example of the NFL selling out when you know darn well, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, that the Eagles, this is like going the Eagles shine to a certain extent because the Cowboys are supposedly the number one franchise in all of sports. The Eagles and Lions are the two best teams coming out of the NFC from last year. And you're going to rob us of that for the kickoff.
Yeah.
I get that Detroit played the Chiefs a couple years ago and beat them in their house. But when you got the type of rivalry that's growing between the Eagles and Lions,
yeah.
Or even you, the Eagles and the Commanders would have been a better game.
Oh, that would have been the hype for that all summer would have been wild. Yeah,
the Commodore fans would have been talking trash.
Yeah, since then we get the Cowboys with George Perkins, as Cowboy Jim called him.
George Perkins.
I don't know his last name. Tyler, it's a good phone call. You're right.
George Perkins.
The Cowboys fan that calls the show doesn't even know this best or acquisition's last name. That team's not very good. It is interesting point the way Tyler framed it there. The conversation into the game is going to be more about the Cowboys than the Eagles. It probably will.
Yeah, and the fact that
not here, but like nationally.
Well, yeah, and what does it mean? You know, Coach Schottenheimer, the new coach, and the way that they had a tumultuous offseason, and you know, Mike McCarthy, you know, them keeping him from getting the job somewhere else, and now he has no job nowhere. That's crazy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You seem worried about Mike McCarthy.
Well, it's kind of crazy that I don't understand how any Dallas fan could feel confident in the second choice of coach.
They're not.
Seriously, but you know,
projecting.
Like it's because you didn't want him to leave, right? But you also didn't want him here, but you didn't want him to go anywhere else. And then you picked a guy that was on nobody's radar because he was in-house. And you could control it because since you want to keep it a bean, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You got a puppet. You got a lifer that's been in the league his whole life, and you did an interview with somebody, and he made it clear that whatever you tell him to do, that he's going to do it.
Here's how insignificant Brian Schottenheimer is as a coach. If he had left the NFL after last season, I don't think a single person would have noticed. And now he's a head coach of a team. Where'd he go? I don't know. I haven't seen him coach in a few years. I mean, he just could have left. No one would have noticed. There's certain people in sports that if they disappear, it's like a big deal. Like, oh, he didn't get a job? That's weird. He's a high-profile coach. Nah, yeah. Not Brian Schottenheimer.
No, it's just weird how they handle Mike McCarthy. To me, that's the weirdest part.
That's Jerry. I mean, that's what he does. All right, let's go to Pop in Simpsonsville, South Carolina. What's up, Pop?
Well, first and foremost, happy belated Monday, right? Great day after a great Mother's Day.
It is. It's a great Monday. Beautiful weather.
Belated Monday.
I think he meant Mother's Day, but Mother's. It came out Monday.
Yeah.
All right. So what I propose is that get Devers from Boston. pay him whatever you got to pay him, and put him at third base. You could trade Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm is an immature guy. Maybe he'll grow up in 5 years. But the core of our team needs this boost now. If they get that Devers production in the lineup, now it's gonna cause John Middleton to send some money, and then all he'll do is just put it on the fans and raise prices. But that's the cost of doing business in the professional leagues.
Well, it is, and Devers, for all he is right now, is kind of looking selfish. He is a good player. I mean, he's been a good hitter for years now in Boston.
He's real selfish,
but he's whenever good
he whenever he gets to the plate in a clutch situation, he comes through. He doesn't strike out. He doesn't hit into a double play. He's a money player. Go get him.
Yeah, he's a difference-making player, so Pop-Up. I agree.
One immature player for another. And keep
Schwarber.
There we now we're talking. See, Pop-Up gets it. You got to keep Schwarber. Pop-Up, good phone call. Let me throw a hypothetical trade at you.
Okay.
Because the Bohm thing, I mean, they would laugh if you had to offer them Bohm for Devers. That's not, they're not taking that.
I'm listening.
So let's play it out 2 months from now. Andrew Painter's ready. Okay. Andrew Painter's ready to come up here.
Okay.
Okay, he's ready to come to the major leagues.
Well, anytime you mention his name and trade,
No. It's okay. Not, just listen. It's not about me. I'm not trading Painter. The Red Sox need pitching. And you say, would you take Aaron Nola and Bohm for Devers? To me, that's a possible trade.
Don't do it, Hugh.
Oh, I would do that.
No.
You getting rid of Nola? And you just gave him some bread?
Why do I care about his bread? The Red Sox can pay it.
I don't care about the bread. I care that he's like, nobody eats things like Aaron Nola.
But do you need him anymore when Painter gets here?
Yes. We might.
I think you would realize how much you need him when he goes.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm not giving him for nothing. I'm getting Rafael Devers back, right? I'm getting a 30 home run guy every year.
That has told you flat out that what he ain't about to do.
What
you not about to do.
Nola puts his head down and works.
That's it.
Philly guy.
Hold on a second.
Devers said, I'm not
He's
playing.
He's from Louisiana, all right? So hold on. You wouldn't trade Bohm and Nola for Devers?
No.
You
Not
guys.
The attitude, though, man.
Attitude? You're the one that always defends these guys.
No. I wish I could have heard the way that conversation went. Hey, man, please take first base.
No.
Do your job.
I heard this weekend the owner met with him.
And what did he tell
him? Oh, I don't know. But
he told him to kiss his ass.
I don't know. Maybe try to get through to him.
What do you say? Kiss, like, what did they say back in the day when males died to kiss my grits?
Nola and Bohm.
Kiss my grits. He said that slow. It was Flo from, what was it? I forgot the name of the show. But it was, she said, kiss my grits all the time. Kiss my grits.
Maybe that's what Debra said. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
Yep.
What do you mean, you people?
Here we go.
I am happy for Joe today, who is looking the least pale that he has in a while.
Oh,
least,
good.
At least to start the show.
I was outside a lot yesterday, actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think it was more of, in fact, the fact that the light was off.
Okay. All right.
Speaking
then I turned
of.
It on.
Yeah. Are you doing the show from home today?
Why, what happened?
They only can hear you.
I'm dark. That was a good one. That one hurt a little bit.
Wondering if you were on remote.
That one hurt a little bit.
Yep. Hugh just looks like a floating beard.
I'm starting not to like y'all. People.
Well,
it gets better.
Maybe a new addition to the bracket of Hughes with you looking Suge Knight. Death Row Douglas.
Oh,
that one came back. Mm-hmm. That one came back. Okay.
Yep. And then one more here for Hugh. You look like Darth Vader today.
You know what? I was going to wear my Darth Vader hoodie, my Darth Vader t-shirt. I guess I'll wear that tomorrow, though. Yep.
Darth Vader Douglas
Darth
over here.
Vader.
I wanted to actually read a couple from the Twitter poll we put up about week one being a must.
Sure is.
Well, the season's months away. WIP's talking about must wins. Typical.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, typical us. Here we go. WIP starting drama again.
How's that drama, though?
That's all we do.
Explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old, how is that drama asking a question?
Because it's WIP.
Well, and not only that, I'm assuming you've heard some of the conversation that's being had.
Oh, no, not the people on Twitter.
Yeah, or maybe if you haven't, maybe you should get more information.
That's the thing about the Twitter people is they don't hear the conversation.
Yeah.
They
also,
see.
Yeah. We didn't really talk much about it.
No,
we just had
it was a complete joke.
Well, I think because it's a fact, they have to win that game. It's one of the easiest games on their schedule.
Well, I agree. There were one or two people who were like, well, yeah, you can't lose to the Cowboys week one.
Of course. At home? No.
Actually, and we did get some, whereas every game's a must win, which I always disagree with. That's annoying.
That's a lie.
Stop.
Yeah. That's make believe.
Stop being a fake tough guy.
You don't need to win 17 to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Dumb question.
I disagree.
Slow news day?
No, that's my favorite.
Yeah. That's your favorite? Yeah,
it's always a slow news day on Twitter.
Yep. One more. People are a little upset with Hugh for for not having faith. You got to have faith, though. You got to believe. Daryl
Morey?
Duncan Robinson can save the Sixers.
Oh, that was...
It's gotcha. It's a white basketball player joke.
Gotcha. Yeah. I got it.
Deep down...
You're never going to live that one down,
no,
man.
I'm not. I'm
I think deep down, Hugh doesn't want Cooper Flagg here so we can forget about the Tyler Hero thing.
We're never going to forget.
Because no, if he's drafted here... Well, because we'll always remind you that you thought he was Tyler Hero.
That would probably be... Like, y'all going to remind me of that anyway. So that, you know what I mean?
But if he's a Hornet tonight, it kind of fades away.
Yeah, but he's going to... If he's here... I mean, if he's there, they're going to be like, remember that one time he called Tyler Hero Cooper Flagg or Cooper Flagg?
They'll
Tyler
never
Hero?
Let that one go.
That ain't going nowhere.
Do you think we do? I mean, the last two times we had the number one pick, we took bums. We took Simmons and we took Fultz. I mean, this kid looks like he's not going to be a bum. So I think we're due, if we get the number one pick, to hit this one. I mean, how could you have three that bad? It is really remarkable. They took two players with the number one pick within, 2 years of each other that couldn't shoot. Neither of them could shoot. It almost sounds made up. The Sixers have the top pick in the draft. They take basketball players that can't shoot the basketball. It's like, it sounds like a lie unless you lift it like
sounds
we did.
Very Sixers.
It sounds very Sixers. Mike in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
How's hey, Mike, going? What's up?
I was just thinking about signing Schwarber. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if we didn't learn anything from the Giants and Saquon, you know what I mean? I hope y'all got good docs to get his prescription and value. Because if we see him go to the Mets and they win a World Series, you know what I mean? We're all going to be the laughing stock in Major League Baseball.
It would be gross.
The Mets, though.
Yeah. Well, if you had to guess a few teams that would go after him, Hugh, I would guess the Mets.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees. I mean, you could pick out the usual suspects. Yeah, Mike, I can't hear. I can't handle that. I can't handle the idea of Schwarber with the Mets.
Nah, neither can I. About that lottery, though, how does that all even work, really? If you can shed some light on that for me, I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we did explain that.
So, yeah,
thanks for taking
you got it, Mike.
No problem, buddy.
Appreciate it.
That was not right. We kind of been talking about it.
Explain to me how something works that you just explained five minutes ago.
It's maybe he missed it. Mm-hmm. So we'll do it again. Oh. These percentage chances that each team gets the pick based on where they finished in the standings at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the
Sixers have about a 10.5% chance. That was the record.
Yeah, Utah was 17-65.
Wonderful. They've
Washington was 18-64.
They have done something different in the lottery the last.
We won 24 games. That sounds like a lot.
Well, I mean, we did have about 20 of those in the first 3 months, just stopped.
And I saw somewhere where it was only Maxey, George, and OB play like 15 games this year.
Mm, wonderful use of money. Yeah, wonderful season.
And we want to get Cooper Flagg?
Yes, we want to get Cooper Flagg. What is the alternative?
Duncan Robinson. Kevin Love.
Tyler Hero.
Same guy.
Mike Miller.
What was the one? White Chocolate?
Jason Williams. Jason, he was awesome.
He was awesome.
I loved Jason Williams.
Now I'm just leaning into the Kyle Korver.
Right here.
Yeah,
new Kyle segment. Korver. Hugh Douglas names white basketball players. Kyle Korver, sharpshooter. He was awesome. All right, the lottery officially is tonight. All right, what's your gut feeling? You got to pick one of a few things. Gut feeling. They either win the lottery, move up, keep their pick or lose their pick.
Come on, Hugh. Win the lottery, baby.
Win the lottery. Move up a little bit.
Just because.
Keep their or lose it.
Because I got love for the Sixers, man. Get the pick. Keep the pick.
Keep the pick.
They're not winning the lottery, though.
They're going to win it.
Win the lottery?
They're going to win
the lottery. Well, we're getting
Cooper Flagg. Are you guaranteeing it?
Am I guaranteeing it? Oh, now if it don't happen, this
on
me. Come
on,
I guarantee it.
Let's go.
We're getting Cooper Flagg. And we're going to rent him. He's going to be rent.
No, stop. Cut his mic off.
He's going to be
rent. Hugh Douglas just guaranteed the Sixers will win the lottery tonight. All right.
Rent.
Why are you doing that?
Because is Daryl Morey still here? But listen, I will say there's one caveat.
How is Daryl Morey going to ruin him?
If y'all hire me as the PR guy, we might be able to save this thing.
We got
to
cut his mic. Hey, looking for a job. You have one.
Yeah, I work from 10 to 2. I'm just looking for another one.
All right, that's more than enough for
us. Multiple streams of income.
It's more than enough for us today. All right, go Phils. They play the Cardinals tonight. The lottery tonight. The Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Afternoon show is coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.